that happened in the fourth quarter as they were already in scoring position by Aaron Jones, they might have won this one. So they've seen the best. They know they can compete. They just didn't finish the job.
And the Patriots finished their job. So as usual, they get off to a slow start. They were 1-2, and then some of that game in Detroit, they didn't look very good. Came home and began the roll. 6 wins in a row, scoring a lot of points. Got the job done when they had to tonight.
It is time for our regular weekly visit with New England Patriots Hall of Famer, NFL Network analyst Willie McGinnis, sponsored by Barmakian Jewelers and Town Fair Tire. Good morning, Willie. How are you today?
I am well. How are you doing?
We're doing great, thank you. The Sunday night game here at Foxborough had a lot of anticipation, a lot of folks talking about the big quarterback matchup and all that. Did it live up to your expectations?
Well, you know, it was great to see, you know, Rodgers and Brady go at it, but it's a team game, and I think it came down to other parts of the team, which team was going to play well. Of course, they don't play against each other, and whichever defense was going to be able to hold up and make certain plays in critical situations, and that, you know, that kind of fell to the Patriots.
What do you think of Cordarrelle Patterson, the running back? Because when they were doing it 2 weeks ago, I thought it was terrible and I was done with it. And then they made me look terrible because he looked pretty good this week.
I'm not surprised. You know, I watched Troy Brown play cornerback. I watched so many things happen, adjustments and guys' roles change depending on the circumstances of injuries. And, you know, a week before he had 10 carries for like 31 yards. Wasn't anything you would write home about. I thought Barner would get more carries, but they had an entire week knowing Sony Michel wasn't going to play. So they worked him out. I guess, you know, I think they did different things with the offensive line scheme-wise. And he ran with more confidence, and he ran strong, man. He looked great.
I know football in general, and the Patriots in particular, adhere to that next man up thing. But I'm looking at Sunday night. You're going into the game without one of your best offensive linemen, without your best running back, without your all-world tight end. You still put up 31 and are a 4th-and-1 stop away from putting up 38. I mean, it doesn't matter who Belichick has to deal with. He finds a way.
Well, you got to credit the players, man. You know, they work hard. They buy into the system. They understand that their roles change from week to week. I wouldn't call it next man up. I would call it that guys being prepared and being ready for their opportunity. Guys stepping in and making the best of it and fighting for each other, man. That's a tough group of men. And, you know, they've dealt with injuries and things of that sort in the past. And they just know, you know it all too well. When somebody goes down, you don't panic. Nobody panics in that locker room. And you got to credit the guys out there on the field for stepping up and playing at a certain level in a big-time game.
Do you think that was their best defensive performance of the season? You know, I know maybe the numbers might look better against Buffalo, but obviously going up against Aaron Rodgers, I think it might mean a little bit more. And also, do you think they can continue this the rest of the season?
Absolutely. It was one of their best performances, man. You know, you can always have the perfect coverage and the perfect defense called against Aaron Rodgers, and he'll still make plays. You got to credit that defense for, you know, like I said, getting the timely turnover, for making big-time stops. 17 points, Aaron Rodgers. You can't ask for anything more.
I asked Rob Ninkovich yesterday. I'm curious to get your take on the Mike Thomas penalty, the 15-yard penalty for excessive celebration and the cell phone in the New Orleans game.
You know, man, I think people put too much on it. I didn't hear what Rob had to say. I don't think it takes away from the game. I think he's paying homage to Joe. I thought it was great. I thought it was a guy having a lot of confidence, knowing that he was going to score. He had cell phones on both ends of the goal post. You know, these guys are having fun, man. He's not doing anything malicious. He's not hurting anybody. And you know, I guess the 15-yard penalty, if the game was in that situation, hopefully he would have been smarter not to put his team in jeopardy. But like I said, it all turned out well. They won the football game. It didn't affect the team, so I didn't have an issue with it.
I can't believe it's been 15 years, I think, since Joe Horn did that. That was maybe the biggest surprise of the whole thing.
it's crazy, man. It's before any of these rules are out, any of these things, you know, were even in place. But he used the goalpost as the flag came out immediately, as soon as he touched the goalpost because he's lifting it up. So I thought it was funny. I knew where he was going with it as soon as I saw it.
Yeah, I thought it was great. Now, this Sunday, Patriots are going to be in Tennessee facing a bunch of former Patriots, including their head coach. But Malcolm Butler, we got a chance to see him last night, does not look like the Malcolm Butler that we were used to with the Patriots. He is struggling, to say the least. What do you think is going on with him?
I'm not sure, man. Malcolm, you know, he's competitive. He's a guy who plays with a big chip on his shoulder. I watched a lot of cornerbacks struggle this year. It's hard to play one-on-one coverage. It's hard to shut down these receivers. You know, I still think he's a solid player. I think he'll try and have his best game against the Patriots. All ex-Patriots do. I know I did when I left. I wanted to go in and show them that I could still play at a certain level. So I'm sure he'll be up for this game like everybody else that was in that organization that's now with the Tennessee Titans.
We've already had a coaching change in the NFL. We talked to you about this last week with Hugh Jackson being gone in Cleveland. Reports over the weekend that Josh McDaniels might be interested in going back to his home state. Do you put any stock into that?
I think Josh is focused right now on trying to win one game a week. We hear these, you know, we hear these rumors every single year. It could be possible, but I don't think he's going to start any distractions or rumor bills going on about any other teams right now. We kind of went through this circus last year a little bit, but I think he's learned a lot from it. I will say this, it has to be the perfect situation for management, GM, all the way down for Josh. He's been in a certain environment for a bunch of years, and I think it has to resemble what he's already in now. And if anything strays away from that, I don't think he's going to take an opportunity.
Now, Gronk's already missed two games now on the season, and with the bye week coming up after this Sunday, do you think it would make sense to just sit Gronk this week as well, just give him as much rest as possible?
Well, it just depends on where he is and where he wants to play. I mean, where he is, can he play? Gronk, man, it kills him when he's not out there on the field. I've been in the box with him one time watching the game. He just walks around and paces and sweat bubbles. He's a competitive guy. He wants to be out there with his teammates. But ultimately, he has to do what's best for him in the long run. They're definitely going to need him down the stretch. And they don't want to put his health in jeopardy. So if they can get by this game and play at a certain level and win, they'll rest him. If he's fine and ready to go, I'm sure he'll be out on the field.
As we move on into November, the AFC is feeling more and more like Kansas City and New England to me. Do you put any other teams in the mix, perhaps Pittsburgh or someone else?
Well, there's still a lot of football left, and things will play itself out. But I do like what the Chargers are doing. I think they're on the streak. I think they're playing well. A lot of weapons offensively. The defense is coming around and playing at a certain level. I think they play great complementary football. Pittsburgh will, of course. They're always in the hunt, man. They start playing at a certain level. That defense will pick it up. And, you know, there's one or two more teams I think that'll step up at the right time. You see the Texans playing at a certain level, and they got a lot of confidence going on down there. Billy O'Brien's got that group of men playing at a certain level. So it's a lot of football left, and things will start to happen in the next few weeks or so. We'll get a better idea.
What about the AFC East? It seems like just another year where the Patriots should be able to coast. I know the Dolphins have a decent record, but it just seems like those three teams just can't figure it out.
Well, you know, I remember, man, I recall a lot of people a few weeks ago saying the Dolphins were going to be in the Super Bowl, and they were riding high with the Dolphins. So I think the Dolphins are playing a little bit better. But that division, man, you know, it goes through New England. And they understand, and we always understood that you gotta win and dominate the division before anything else. That's number one. That's the most important thing. Got to win that division. Got to finish strong, and those games are sometimes a little closer because those teams know each other and they're familiar with each other, so there is no easy win, and I think the Patriots respect all the teams regardless of record in that division.
You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram, @Willie McGinnis, as we do. Willie, it's always fun to talk football with you. We'll talk to you next week.